I'm here. I'm Jackie, joined with my friends from Ben. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves, say your name, and then what you play in the band?
Okay. We're Ben. I'm Gabe. I play drums.
I'm Holden, and I play bass.
I'm Julian, and I play guitar. And we also have John, who is not with us, who sings and plays guitar.
And apparently he's thick, according to...
Real thick. The-
Dumb thick. Oh, thickest in his age bracket.
Oh, my God. I'm shook. That's so crazy. Oh, my God. So tell me, how did you guys, like, meet up? How did you guys form the band and get together?
I met Julian and Gabe at a summer camp.
It's called Camp Jam.
Camp Jam?
Like Camp Rock, if you're a Demi Lovato fan.
Oh, my God. That's so hip.
But it was actually in real life. It was very similar to that. Nick Jonas was not there.
Oh, my God.
I guess Holden was kind of my Nick Jonas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you guys, like, make your own songs or kind of do covers?
No, yeah. We're doing covers.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but... Yeah, we thought Holden was a really special snowflake kind of guy, so we definitely got his number, but then we lost contact for a while.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And one day I just got a text, like, hey, you want to play in our band? Like, yeah.
Yeah, and I knew John from high school, and I was just, I don't know, we were thinking of starting a band, and he was a person that I knew who played music, so
right.
I just kind of contacted him, yeah.
Oh, that's so hip. And, like, have you guys done a lot of live performances or anything like that?
Yeah, we actually drive to D.C. at least once or twice a month to play, like, we've done Black Cat, Rock and Roll Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Comet Ping Pong.
DC9.
Ping Pong, DC9.
Ooh, that's so hip. So yeah. do you guys have, like, a favorite venue that you have played at, or?
Rock and Roll Hotel. Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hotel.
Shout out to Steve Lambert at Hoboken Live.
Oh, God.
As well as Zeeshan, his personal assistant.
It's over.
Yes.
R.I.P.
Oh, my
then.
God. Yes. Where was your first show?
It was,
it was a house show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
House show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you guys still do house shows? Or?
No.
Not particularly.
We try to, but, yeah.
So what would you say, like, was your memorable moment in terms of live performances?
We opened for Vancouver Sleep Clinic.
Vancouver Sleep Clinic.
Yeah, and, yeah,
we were
really well received from the audience, and people came and talked to us and stuff like that.
Our last Black Cat show was really good as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We played, yeah, that was good. A lot of people
came.
Down. It felt good.
Uh-huh, that's awesome. Do you guys have a specific inspiration, like in terms of, like, you have a favorite band that you kind of draw from?
Well,
like when you make your own music, when you're creating.
We actually all four as a group went to a Slow Dive concert.
Oh, Slow Dive is so good.
We're all into them.
Yeah, they're
pretty much into them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
Paramore.
So cool. Paramore. Do you like their new stuff?
No.
No?
I don't like the old stuff either, but
oh, my God. Yeah, they're okay. I think she has a good voice, but I don't know
if
the music is up to par, but she has a good voice.
She has a good voice.
Definitely. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about your self-titled album. It came out recently, right?
February 22nd.
Okay, pretty recent.
Yeah, well, this year.
It still counts, right?
Yeah.
So where do you guys, where's the inspiration behind your songwriting and, like, creating the songs?
Mostly depression, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like depression.
I'm personally not depressed, but I do exist in a band of a lot of depressed people, so.
Mm.
Yeah, well, we're not really depressed. It's mostly just John, honestly.
Oh, my gosh.
Throwing him under the bus.
Oh,
no,
my God.
He takes it in stride, and he really knows how to, like,
yeah, he knows how
be
to, like,
in tune with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He's still lives his life, but, like...
He's definitely one with the depression sometimes, though,
yeah,
but
sometimes
I guess that's where our music...
depression do the talking and the songwriting, but usually it comes out well, so we're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good.
So would you say, like, the process is, like, freeform, or is there, like, a routine that you guys follow?
Yeah, very freeform.
Yeah.
It all depends on who got the idea.
So it sounds like John's at the top. Like, he's, like, the top guy, or is it, like...
I mean, we vary it.
Is there not really a hierarchy?
Depending on, like, what we're writing. Like, if we're writing a very guitar-heavy song, it might be John doing... Like, vocal-heavy would definitely be John writing.
Mm. Yeah.
If it's bass-heavy, it would be... probably Holden coming up with the riff.
Mm-hmm. Do you think...
Him and Musty.
Yeah, so are you guys planning to do another album or EP or...
Yeah, we're working on material right now, actually.
Yeah, like, literally before this, we were working on our demos.
No way, that's so hip.
Yeah, we're trying to get some demos so that hopefully someone can see the vision help us get into like a better studio, because the first EP was just made in our like in my bedroom.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Are you
on a label?
Yeah. Is there any like improvements or like changes you want to make for the next EP in comparison to like your first album?
We're really just trying to like expand. Like we've started using like we've been trying to use like more harmonies, more like layers, like get better at the production, like refine our tastes as well.
Yes.
You know,
and tone as well.
Yeah, yes. Tone.
We kind of live, breathe tone.
Yes, and, that's true. Like a depressed tone? Like you guys want to keep up the depressed?
Well, we're mostly talking about guitar tone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just like, I'm going to, I don't know what I'm thinking.
Like a boss metal zone.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, for all those boss metal zone fans out there, we're with you.
Yes.
Wah pedals.
Oh my God. That's so hip.
Dive bombs.
So, yeah. So any future like touring like shows and stuff?
We mostly go on a, like a night by night schedule. Like we don't usually like plan a whole series, you know, each...
Not yet, at least.
Yeah, each bench, because we're doing it independently.
Yeah.
Hopefully that we could do a tour, but it would have to be, you know, everything would have to be right with, like, how it's set up, and we don't think we could do that on our own, so...
Yeah, we're trying to get the label first.
Yeah, we're holding off on that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but Ben is definitely coming to a Waffle House near you, so...
Waffle Houses are lit.
Shout out Waffle House.
Yeah, shout out to them. They're so
famous. Shout out to Lambert.
Yes, yes. Are you guys... So you're planning to just play in the Virginia/DC area? For now?
For the time being.
Pretty much.
Yeah, there's actually really not anywhere to play in Virginia, so it's mostly just D.C. we found.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, D.C. is the place to be, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's such a major
Java,
city.
Which was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Java was cool.
Yeah,
well, that's all I have. Is there anything you want to add or anything like that?
Shout out Steve Lambert.
Shout out Steve Lambert.
Check out our Bandcamp if you want to see any upcoming dates.
Ven-dc.bandcamp.com.
Yes, check out all their social media too. That'd be great.
We made a music video. Should we tell you about that process?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Okay. We basically we were in like a shopping center that had like I believe it was a Safeway.
Oh God.
Our favorite sushi restaurant.
We love sushi.
Yeah, we have
sushi's lit.
I guess depression and sushi would be our motivations then.
Absolutely.
That should be your next like album cover, EP cover of like
John crying into some sushi.
Yeah. Like just crying in like a whole tray of sushi, getting like wasabi on his forehead, or I don't know. You could make it a thing.
Tuna.
Absolutely. That? Anyways, yeah. So we just kind of shot ourselves skateboarding in a shopping center.
There were other things in it as well, but that's definitely Gabe's favorite.
That's so hip. Yeah. That's so cool.
And it was like a cover of Ceremony by Joy Division.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I guess Joy Division is the inspiration of ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like them all.
Yeah, what other covers have you guys done?
Or is that by Slow Dive?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, that was our very first project.
That's cool. Has Slow Dive seen it?
Yes, they have actually. Well, we told them to listen to it.
Oh, I mean, it's better than nothing.
What happened? Okay, we went to their concert, all four of us. And we stayed after, like, after most people had left and, like, the lights came on. And then Rachel Goswell came out to, like, talk to fans. And so all four of us went up to her, and I got a picture with her. It was pretty cool. But we also gave her our CD, like, that had our EP and our cover of Allison on it. It was kind of like
we're really trying here.
Oh my gosh!
Kind of handing out. It was kind of like a mixtape kind of thing.
That's
so
awesome.
We gave her our mix, and then
our
we
SoundCloud link.
Yeah, and it had like our SoundCloud link. It had my number written on it in like a totally platonic business like.
Oh my gosh, that's
then,
amazing.
Yeah, she's really old, but then we were like, "Will you listen to our stuff?" And she was like, "Guys, I promise you, I will listen to your stuff." So. According to Rachel Goswell, she's heard our cover of Allison, but she never texted me to tell me what she thought.
That's pretty cool, though, like, the fact that you had that business, like, platonic
number
thing
offering.
Going on. Yeah.
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 No, but, like, I gave her my number because, like, obviously to hear, like, her thoughts, like, we wanted to, like, improve and, like, have the experience of, like, hearing what Rachel Goswell thought of our work because we were heavily inspired by her. So, like, I wrote my number in it and also our band email. And, like, that next week, I was getting, like, tons of spam calls from, like, different parts of the country. It would be, like, a call that...
Oh, my gosh.
So I kept thinking it was her. It was, like, a number. It was, like, you're getting a call from some number you've never seen before in, like, Nevada or something. I'm like, oh, my God, is this Rachel Goswell? And they would, like, pick up my phone, and they're, like, selling me a Bible or something.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a very high-tension week.
What if it was her selling you the Bible?
I would have bought it.
You would have converted. Well, you would have converted?
Yeah. I'm buying it.
Oh, my God. That's lit. That's so great. Yeah, pretty sounds yeah, pretty memorable. Something worth remembering and all that. Yeah, that's amazing. So, would you, you should collab with them. Keep reaching out to them, because you never know, like, something could happen.
Yeah, if they come to town, we'll probably go again.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think they are.
Really?
They're playing in Maryland.
Oh, right? Nice. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know how to drive, so.
That's true. Oh.
We'll walk.
Well, thank you guys so much for chilling with us, chatting it up.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes. Thanks to Steve. Thanks to Waffle House. Thanks to John for being sick.
I hope you're listening to this, John.
Oh, man.
He's probably not.
I love you, John.
He's probably making espresso right now.
Just chilling. Okay. Well, thanks. Be sure to listen to more at WGMUradio.com. The article is going to be up soon, so just check. Awesome. Be on the know for that.
Sounds good.
All right.
Shout out WGMU.
Yes. Yes.
Getting the most education is absolutely key in today's world of devalued college degrees.